This is Colourful Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Family Man himself, Noel McCoy. And of course, I can't begin to tell you how long ago it is that I've been coming to your shows and watching you. And you've got a great history, great British history, and your family as well. You come from an enormous musical family.
Very much so.
How's the years been treating you in the music industry?
Well, you know, it's been really hard, man. No, not really. It's been great. I mean, I've been involved in music for over 30 years, making records, started in Lovers Rock. And then, you know, I've done so many things with music. So I am blessed. I give thanks that I'm still in the industry, still making records. I mean, that version I was just saying, I haven't heard that for a while because it was part of a campaign which I've put together to get fathers awareness with the young people. And, you know, just it's, families need their fathers. And that was Ty, by the way, who did the introductory on it. But yeah, I'm still involved in music. I've got an album coming out, so it's great.
All right. And so, you've been in the industry for a while. How has it changed over the years?
It's changed in many ways. Obviously, technology-wise, it's changed the way our music is made. I'm coming from the school of live instrumentations. I'm coming from a school of analog, you know, when you would create your music with a band, put it onto tape, it would go into a master tape, and then it would go into a quarter inch tape, and you would slice it. I was my first job was like a tape op, so you would slice it to get the mix, to join it up. I mean, now everything's done, as we know, on computer. So from a technical point, it's changed. I mean, from
is that a welcoming change, though? Do you know, but for me, when I listen to certain music on vinyl or even recorded, I love it when it sounds live. Yeah. How is it for you? Do you prefer the kind of more studio?
I prefer the live warm. You know, the tape brings that warmness to the vinyl. That's why you get this kind of sound. Which as you know, digital based music now is much more cleaner, much more high frequency level, which is cool. But you lose a lot of the warmth, I believe, from where I'm coming from. But, I mean, you've got to move with the times. That's the key to this whole thing.
Talking about moving with the times, what's it like selling music now? Because before, there was a whole different kind of cycle when it came to selling music. What's it like now?
The difference being that you can actually reach out to a bigger audience. Obviously,
really?
through the advent of online, selling your records online, obviously you can get to the world. I mean, it's how you get to the world. And I think the competition now, obviously anyone can make music from their bedrooms and get it out to the world. But is the music accessible? Is the music good enough? So I think people who's experienced and people who are gifted, who can make music which people can relate to, then you stand a better chance of making a living out of it, even though the competition is much more rife, you know, but you can do better.
And so do you think that people, since they can do it for themselves now, are they still aspiring to be signed by a major company, or are people not bothered now?
People aren't bothered. People have too many, there's so much access out there now that people aren't bothered. People are making music what they want to make, and then they get it out to the people. As you know, it's marketing and advertising is the key. So if you have a budget, then you can sell coal to the miners. It's all about marketing and advertising. Content doesn't play that much anymore. But doesn't play that much of a part in it.
So you've got this new album coming out. When was the last time what's the gap between the previous album and this album?
13 years.
13 years?
I was just realising, calculating. It's been 13 years since I released my last album. And the thing with my albums, they've never been distributed really well, you know. So not a lot of people even heard those albums. Only like people like yourself who supported my career for such a long time. But it's a good thing because if you got back catalogue, no matter what, you know, you'll always have longevity in the industry because people are always just discovering you.
Yeah.
Now, this album, what I've got coming out, thank the Lord, I have distribution, I have backing, and it's coming out via America. The label's actually based in America, Sweden, and here. So I've got, it's like a three-prong thing where hopefully we'll get it right. And then the audience who hasn't even heard of me can buy into my back catalogue. And I have at least, this is my sixth album,
And given that, you know, everything is done over the computer, and I'm hearing people say that they're actually getting publishing deals and all sorts of deals in various different countries
yeah.
without even meeting mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. person, because that's how small the world's now become. How important now then is it to actually do live performances, or does that even matter?
I think that matters a lot, especially where I'm coming from. I mean, if you can go out there and you can sell the music to the people live, I mean, that's even a bigger dynamic, number one, people seeing you, getting to know you, can actually sell your records at the gigs. That is where the money's at. That is where the marketing is at, is actually going out to your fan base and performing, if you can.
Now, the thing is, it would be, I mean, I don't even like to hear you say if you can, because if no one's heard of you, I urge everyone to go and see Noel McCoy.
You know my live shows are rocking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Your live shows, seriously. I mean, can I get you to do something live now for me, please?
Well, I'm a bit shy.
Oh,
no, not really. Okay, I'll do one.
Thank you.
I'll do one for, this goes out for Colourful Radio. It goes, the sun don't shine for me anymore, since the sweet girl that I loved walked out the door. Stormy clouds surround me, inside I'm feeling oh so cold. So much rain in my heart, no more warmth now, she's not home. My woman, she was everything to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. My woman, 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 she was everything to me. But listen, oh yeah, 'cause I know that there's a brighter day. Yes, there's a brighter day ahead for me, and it's gonna lift me higher. Yes, there's a brighter day ahead of me. Oh, yes, there is. So that goes out to Colourful Radio, Brighter Day, you know? Brighter Day.
That is beautiful. And so with your new album, is that the kind of style we can expect to hear on it?
Yeah, that's why I plugged it. that's the first single, actually, and that's the title track of the album, Brighter Day, yeah.
So we actually got a world exclusive here.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. And when can we expect it?
June release, I've been told, yep.
Yeah, that's
June release.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that first album in 13 years. I mean, you can catch me, actually. I'm doing something, I've got to plug it. I'm doing a gig on the 3rd and 4th. We're doing a tribute to the great Marvin Gaye with Roachford, with Eric Robeson and various other artists at the Jazz Cafe, 3rd and 4th of April. So come down, I'll be hosting and I'll be singing as well.
That's beautiful. As per usual, thank you so much, Noel. It's always
welcome.
A pleasure to be in your company. So do come back again when it's closer to the release date of your album.
Sure,
and let's
thanks.
Get the heads up.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Noel
you.
McCoy, everybody.
Cheers.
This is Colourful Radio.